Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the real cause of shame. What is really at the heart of shame? And that's denying the true self. This is, I think, a really important lesson. Before we get started, quick shout out to new listeners in Dnipro, Ukraine. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, there are three ways to send them in. You can text me, you can call and leave me a voicemail, or you can email me. You can do all of that in the room called Meet Catherine here at the virtual ashram. Just click the link in the show notes. If you haven't checked out the ashram, check it out. Very cool, very fun, great place to hang out. You can read, you can listen, you can do all kinds of things. So let me know how it's going and how I can help. So let's talk now about the real cause of shame being denying the true self. And I want to share something with you from my past that I think demonstrates this perfectly. And I think we've all got a little bit of this type of baggage, and if not, certainly not exactly this, but something like it. So I had this terrible little piece of baggage from when I was about 13 years old. And it took me until my 40s to unpack it. Now that is a nasty little piece of baggage. It would not go away. I didn't even realize it was there. And I should have. So let's go back to when I was about 13 years old. My artistic and my expressive self was really starting to bloom at 13. I liked to play with unusual makeup looks and artistic clothing. And one day on my way out the door to school, the bus was there to pick me up. I was dressed in a dress I can only describe as an art piece. Because it literally was. It was painted by my aunt, Peggy DeBell. She's amazing fabric artist. And it was emblazoned with the boldest teal and blue. And so I did the same thing. I emblazoned my eyes with the boldest teal and blue and purple eyeshadow that matched the mermaid colors in the dress. And I felt amazing. And that was really just, I was expressing myself, and that felt good. And my father, doing the best he could at the time, became angry that I would go to school looking so standout-ish. He said, "You look like a clown." Now, at 13, you would think my natural rebellion would have let me blow that off and revel in telling the old man to fuck off. But that is not what happened. Because I loved my dad, and his approval at that point in my life meant everything. I cried. I bawled all the way to school. It was too late to change. The bus was there. And on that day, I used his words to build a prison for the artistic, spiritual, expressive, and experimental side of myself, and I locked it away. I cried that day, feeling ashamed. Not because he said mean words, and not because I feared the loss of his love, but because I had to lock my true self away to get it. I denied myself that day. And that was the root of my shame. Now fast forward to my 40s. And every time I would play with even slightly unusual makeup looks, like a bit of white eyeliner or purple lipstick, ooh, I would hear his voice denigrating me. And my own son became a surrogate for my baggage and my imagination. If he was going to go out to dinner with us, I would keep my look conservative. Why? Now, I would tell you it's because teenagers can give their parents no end of shit, but the real reason is that I was afraid that I would not stand up for myself. And if I didn't stand up for myself, I would feel shame. Shame comes from denying the true self. It comes from not standing up for your true self. Shame is a feeling. It's your feeling. You choose to feel it. And it has nothing to do with what anyone did or might say or might do. It has everything to do with you denying your truth. Not protecting your truth, not standing up for your truth. Now, there are times for certain when some level of conformity is called for. But on your own time, what excuse do you have to deny your full self? When you reach the stage of financial independence and you don't need anyone's approval or validation, what excuse do you have? Be your full, bold, expressive self, or whatever your true self is. But don't deny it, and don't blame anyone else for your own suppression of it. So I'll ask you, what have you been holding back on? Have you suppressed some aspect of what you want to do or be? How can you allow your true self to come forward? So the questions I get on this topic are, oh, well, yeah, that's all fine and good if you're financially independent and you don't need anybody's approval. And I do see people fully release their true selves when they reach financial independence. And it's very exciting to watch their true selves come out. I have seen people go from clean-cut executive to long-haired, bearded, motorcycle-riding charity enthusiast. It usually involves going from being rather straight-laced to some form, minor form of what you might call rebellion. I just call it expression. Motorcycles, tattoos, makeup, clothing, whatever. Rock and roll. But it could be something else as well. I've seen outgoing people decide they didn't have to be outgoing anymore and they could just be shy and enjoy listening to jazz and reading. Now, before you have reached the point of financial independence and you are dependent on other people's approval for your income, a certain amount of conformity is called for. It would be foolish to bring necessarily your full expressive self to your job if you love your job and you don't want to lose it. Is that denying the true self? Not if you give it a chance to come back out later. You might have tattoos, but you cover them up for work. Right? You certainly, for example, you may have very strong political opinions, but I sure hope you cover that up for work. Don't bring that into work. Don't be that guy. So it is reasonable, while you still require the approval of others in order to pay your rent, we do conform to our societal norms during those hours of the day. But you should have at least a little time each day where you can give yourself room to be you, no matter what that is. To think the way you want to think, to speak the way you want to speak, to dress the way you want to dress, to do your hair the way you want to do your hair, to express yourself, to make the art you want to make the music you want to make, to listen to the music you want to listen to. There's time in every day to let your full self come out. The only thing that changes when you get financial independence is that now that time is 24 hours a day and people really take advantage of it. So don't deny the true self. Give yourself some time each day to let the full truth of who you are come out. And don't think that that full truth has to be tattoos and motorcycles and rock and roll and crazy makeup and hair or whatever. It's something that's unique to you. What's uniquely you? Well, it could be anything. It could be that, you know, you grew up in the U.S., but you've always really wanted to wear a salwar and kameez from India because they look amazingly comfortable, and they are, I can tell you from experience. So do that. You really just want to keep to yourself and drink tea and listen to jazz and read a good book or several hundred good books. There's nothing wrong with that. The trick here is to figure out your true self. Those parts of you that have always been and always will be. Not the surface layer, but deep down inside, the part that has always been at the core of your being. And what does that part of you want to do and be and feel? And allow that. And you can always find at least a little bit of time each day, or at least each week if you're working quite a lot, to allow that to come out. So let's go back to the original point of this particular episode. If you feel shame, it's because you denied the true self. There may be situations in your life that when you look back on them, you feel shame. I'm going to bet if you analyze those situations, you will find that in that moment, you denied the true self. You did not protect the true self. You did not allow the true self. Something along those lines. And that is the root of the shame. So this will help you as you go back and analyze the experiences of your life. That is a very challenging task. That's a very emotional task, so take some time with that. But out of that task can come knowledge of the true self and the ability to let those past experiences go and learn from them without taking them with you. Make sure that you talk to your mentor as you go through this. That is what they are for. They have done this kind of stuff themselves. Or maybe in the middle of doing this kind of stuff themselves, right? It's like peeling an onion. There's always new stuff to discover. So let me know how this goes for you. Send me a note, email, phone, or text. Let me know new perspectives and how I can help. Thanks for joining me this time. Be at peace. And as always, I'm wishing you Parna Asati. Complete connection.